I noticed this pull request, PR, to add support for AHT10, AHT2X, AHT30, temperature and humidity sensors. We've seen the AHT30 in use in the TH01 device, but it is controlled by a Tuya Maku, so does not need a driver for direct control by OpenBeacon, OBK, in that instance. Same situation for the SO9 with an AHT20. As the GitHub user non-player character posted in the pull request, this driver will be needed for devices where the user has decided to remove the Tuya MCU and so control the sensor directly with OBK, or where a device does not come with an MCU at all and the Beacon chip interfaces directly. The sensors are made by Guangzhou Aosong Electronic Copeland under the ASAIR brand name. The product pages for each, AHT10, AHT15, AHT20, AHT21, AHT25, AHT30, a comparison of the main specs. The English datasheets for each are attached to this thread for reference. On to some testing. I am using a Node MCU dev board with a transplanted BK7231N-based CB3S module. To save space, the AHTXX driver is disabled by default, i.e. it is not included in the general release builds. The binaries specific to the PR need to be flashed to make use of the driver. To download the special binaries, navigate to login to GitHub. Scroll to the bottom of the summary page and download the zip file under the artifact section. If flashing a BK7231N device that's already running OBK, you'll need to use the OTA update method to flash the OpenBK7231N1187 merge 4738DD29BA2.RBL file in the downloaded zip. If flashing by UART using Easy UART Flasher, then use OpenBK7231N QIO1187 merge 4738DD29BA2 bin. I used OTA method from the web application. After either method, your build details on the OBK main page will be, and you'll see AHT2X driver options in the dropdowns on the module page. The AHT chips use the I2C protocol to communicate. The I2C, inter-integrated circuit. Protocol is a widely used communication method between components on a single integrated circuit, commonly used in microcontrollers and other digital electronics. It was developed by Philips Semiconductors, now NXP Semiconductors, in the early 1980s. I2C is particularly notable for its simplicity and effectiveness in managing communication between multiple integrated circuits over short distances using a minimum number of pins. You'll notice the AHT and other I2C drivers in OBK require an SDA and an SCL pin configuring. This is because I2C only requires two wires to transmit data between devices. SDA, serial data line. This line is used for transmitting data between the master and slave devices. SCL, serial clock line, is used by the master device to synchronize data transmission across the I2C bus. Additionally, each device on the I2C bus has a unique address which is used by the master device to communicate with a specific slave device. The I2C protocol operates on a master-slave principle, where the master device initiates and controls the data transfer, and the slave devices respond to the master's requests. Although it is a master-slave protocol, I2C supports multiple masters on the same bus, allowing more than one master to control the bus without interference through a built-in arbitration process. All I2C transactions are synchronized with the clock pulses on the SCL line, making it a synchronous serial communication protocol. With that in mind, it looks like I will need to use P20 SCL1 for AHT2X SCL and P21 SDA1 for AHT2X SDA with the CB3S module I have for testing. First, here are the AHT sensors I have to play with. They're all from AliExpress. AHT10, AHT20, AHT21, and AHT30. This means I will not be able to test AHT15 or AHT25. Starting with the AHT10, I connect SDA to P21, which maps to S3 on node MCU, and SCL to P20, which maps to SK on node MCU. I am powering the AHTs with an external 3.3 volt, so a common ground is established between the PSU, the sensor, and the node MCU. To confirm the sensor is detected, we can use OBK's SoftE2C feature to detect the address of the device. Set SoftSDA and SoftSCL pins as appropriate. In my case, in the web application log tab, we check the I2C drive.